Welcome everybody. This is the Rad Reality Show with your host, Corey. And yes, it's final. It's me. I am the host this season. Ron will not be back in the building. So you get to deal with me.
Wait. You thought you could take my job, but you know what? I just got the vote in and the tribe has spoken. Corey, no way. It says goodbye, Corey. So, you know what? Corey thought she was going to take my job. But you know what? That's right. Corey thought she was going to take my job. I finished off the show last week saying that that maybe I would have been let go, but no, I'm still here. That's right. I'm still here. And is that you, Deb?
Yes.
Good. I hate when people call. I don't hate it, but it freaks me out when I get 111 and I'm focused. But I understand.
Yeah, I meant to unblock it, but I forgot.
No, it's all good. Anyways, what a show. I mean, was that not an amazing show tonight? I really loved it.
Yeah. Oh, God. I don't even know where to start with that show. That was crazy.
I know. I can't wait to talk to Kathy
and
Tracy.
Just the first freaking 20 minutes was like, on crack.
You know what I really liked? It was the whole intertwining with the tribes, you know, in the beginning, and how they talked about, oh, I'm not supposed to be the villain, and I thought, like, oh man, I want to hold off to talk till to Kevin.
Yeah, I've got stuff to say about that too, because I was reading some stuff on Reality Wanted from realitywanted.com from some of the past survivors who are kind of, you know, weighing in on who they want to win, and also weighing in on why was somebody a villain and stuff, and it kind of ticked me off a little bit, but anyway, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, let me do two things real quick. First thing is check my webpage out, www.theradrealityshow.us. I'm going to be updating that with some new information on the shows that I'm starting. Sunday will be the Amazing Race. I've got at least one guy, one guest already lined up. I have another one in the works, and we'll probably get a couple more, you know, Amazing Racers. I know Jeff and Jordan's going to be doing their real player thing, so you who are Jeff and Jordan fans and just not Amazing Race fans, I understand if you guys ain't able to come to my show, but listen to the podcast. So the second thing I wanted to say was, again, my donation button is available for you guys to donate. It helps me with the show. Plus, I got my photos that I'm selling on, or my autographs on my website too now, and there's lots of shows coming up. I'm waiting for Cowboy. Cowboy's supposed to be calling in tonight. When he's on, I was going to break for a second and talk about his show on Saturday. But we're going to do a Valentine's show on Saturday. So that should be an interesting show also. But I think Kathy and Tracy, I told them like five after, so they'll should be calling in any minute. I'm trying to think. I know there's other stuff I need to talk about. Oh, next week is my anniversary shows. I've been doing this for a year, So I'm hoping to get some of the past guests from the past to come on and talk. And my birthday's on Friday, so Deb, you're going to have to come and join us next week quite a bit. We're going to be doing shows Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And Wednesday, if I feel like it. And if you guys, did you hear Wednesday's show yet? You there, Deb?
Yeah.
Did you hear?
Yeah.
Was that not the most craziest show ever, talking about UFOs and Bigfoot with Howie?
Yeah, like I told you earlier that I sent Howie a text message afterwards saying, there's nothing more entertaining than talking about aliens and Bigfoot.
Yeah, I was really shocked. I mean, it was hilarious. And like I said, I'm waiting for Kathy and Tracy. They should be calling in. I told them five after. Hoping they got the right number. I need to go double-check my actually, I know Tracy should be ready to call in because I just got off the phone with them at their house, and I heard her in the background. So, but yeah, tonight was awesome. I wanted to hold off till they call in, and that's why I'm kind of like slowly, you know, doing it and hoping, you know, they'll get on soon. But I don't want to talk about everything, but you know, the show was so good tonight that I'm still in awe with it. You know what I mean? Boston Rob was awesome. I enjoyed every minute of Boston Rob. And,
yeah.
Oh, there's so much.
It's going to be hard to, you know, it's going to be hard for a few weeks to pick like a favorite, you know, because there are so many, even on the heroes and on the villain side, you know, that.
Yeah. Like I said, there's lots of stuff I want to talk about, but I'm waiting for them to call in to talk and everything. So, oh my God, you know what? I gave them the wrong number. No, I didn't. I gave them the right one. Never mind. I was like, for a second there, I thought I gave them the wrong number. But no, it's the right one. It's the right one. I gave the right one. They're probably just still getting ready to call in. So I'm trying to think what we can do while we wait. Maybe I'll do this. I didn't get all my clips played that I wanted to give last night. So as we wait for them, I'm going to do a clip from one of my shows and hope they'll call in soon. This is when Alex from Amazing Race was on my show, and he did that show around the world for free. So let's listen in as we wait.
Those two things were somewhat easy to deal with. I mean, I wouldn't say our accommodations were luxurious by any means, but we always had a roof overhead, and we were pretty well fed.
Okay, I know the answer, I think, to this next question, but for the people that didn't watch the show and the people that maybe are just listening to this, what was some of let's start with, what is the most unique thing you ate?
Most unique thing I ate? I'd say I ate, it's called kui, but it's actually guinea pig, and that was in Peru.
Yeah,
and
when the expert said, you don't know how much. You made me cry on that one. When people, I cannot believe someone ate a guinea pig. I mean, I'm sorry. I've had them for pets all my life. And
I did too. That was the same thing. I used to have like a guinea pig hutch when I was a kid. I remember like I had guinea pigs as well. But you know, once again, it's just, you know, I mean, that was a pretty fascinating part of the journey. I mean, that lady, that girl in the back. I mean, she couldn't have been 16 years old, and how that they prepare this guinea pig. I mean, it's pretty intense. I mean, there's a point where I was like, okay, don't do that in front of me. I mean, it's pretty crazy. And those guinea pigs come out with, besides the fur, pretty much everything else on it. And, but you know, it was like, the best way I could describe that would be like, a fat duck, you know, it's very oily. And, but you know, I mean, there, it's a delicacy. I mean, they love it. I mean, that guy, obviously, I mean, he was like, I got to bring you to the best kui place, you know, the kui alley or wherever all those restaurants were. So, people loved it.
I mean,
Well, in Thailand, in was it? Yeah, I think it was Bangkok. Yeah.
So that was Alex, and I thought that would be a perfect clip to talk about Survivor, because I know they're going to be eating. Probably they look like they usually on these kind of shows are they're usually into eating the good food there, though. I mean, they usually feed the survivors good when they have fan versus favorite, right, Deb?
Yes.
You know, it's funny how they had chickens already. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like the chickens just appeared. I mean, and I was like, yeah, that's cool that they already had food and everything. I bet she's, I mean, and it just seemed like really, you know, they're going to be. Cowboy's here already, so I'm going to bring Cowboy up as we still wait for Stephanie.
Cowboy.
Cowboy, you there?
Hold on. I am.
We're waiting for Tracy and Kathy to call. They still haven't called in, and we're waiting for them. So,
Cowboy person. He never calls anymore.
I text you, and you never text back.
I did too. You were leaving.
I know, I texted you about 2 weeks ago, and I didn't hear a reply, and I was like, okay, she's mad at me.
Give me 1 second, guys. I'm going to flip over my phone. Stay with us.
Okay. I guess she really did look over. How's it going, Cowboy?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay. I think he looked over to another call. We lost Ron. Yay. Oh, I'm sorry. And we kicked him off. The tribe has spoken.
That's hilarious. So did you like tonight?
Oh, yeah. It was a... crazy. Didn't you think so? Cowboy. Hello. Hello. What's going on? Okay. Hello. Okay, I'm trying. I don't know if anybody can hear me or not, but I'm not in the chat room. Hello. Hello.
How are you?
All right. Who's this?
Tracy, who's this?
This is Deb. I'm trying to. I don't know what happened to Ron. I think the tribe.
I'm sorry, guys.
I heard moaning. Oh, I was like, hello, hello. Gotta love it.
Okay. My guest got the wrong number. I think she's on there now. And then
I couldn't figure out my flipper thing.
So were you guys hearing me? Was you guys hearing me everything when I was like moaning and groaning trying to figure out?
I heard you moaning.
I couldn't hear you at all. Like talking to myself.
Yeah, and then Cowboy. I know. What happened to Cowboy? I mean,
I was talking to him, and then he was gone, and I was talking to myself, and then Tracy's like, "Hello," and I said, "Hello, who's this?"
I heard someone talking to themselves, and then a quick moan. Oh.
Okay, so I'm so sorry, guys. Now we're back, and people that are listening to this are probably cracking up.
We're live. Woo, Mrs. Doubtfire.
So, Tracy, what did you think about that show, man?
Well, let's get it started.
Yeah. You are live. You can come in and chime in any minute. Are you
I'm listening.
Who do we have on the radio?
So it's Cowboy. Cowboy, chime in real quick.
Hello.
Hi, Cowboy. How are you?
Good.
And we have Deb. Deb is going to co-host kind of with me, help me out tonight, you know, keeping things in line because I get wild too, and I wanted Deb here to kind of reel me back into the whole thing.
Deb takes walks.
And then I believe Kathy. Kathy.
I am. You know, we T-boned it and waited, and I had to wait till my daughter got home from Taekwondo, and we ran that 5 minutes short. And I'm like, good night, honey. I got to go down in the basement and call.
You know what?
I'm late.
It's okay.
I think it's going to be a great show.
Who else is here? Tracy? KB!
Hi, KB! You can do it, KB!
Did you see what happens to Boston Rob? What the?
That's a way to go out.
Fuck.
Go ahead.
But, hey, you know what? Cowboy's with us. He was on Big Brother. And Deb is kind of holding on to the co-host spot tonight. So, Deb, introduce yourself. Say hey.
So not Cowboy from Survivor?
No, it's Cowboy from Big Brother.
The foreheads are not pink.
I was going to say, is there any hickeys on your forehead?
There's no hickeys
on
my forehead.
I think he's a Big Brother Cowboy, right?
Yes, he's
a
big
brother cowboy.
It's a big brother cowboy. There's two cowboys.
I'm not the gay one either.
How do we know? I don't have any gaydar.
No gaydar with KB.
I am
not on the island.
I have none.
He has no gaydar.
None.
You know what? I can already tell this. I can already tell this is going to be a hilarious show. And you know, I'm sitting over here just cracking up laughing because you guys are so funny, and the talk about the people already. There's so much we can talk about this show tonight too. I was sitting here down making notes. I mean, what about Tyson? I mean, Tyson is
disappointing tonight, but editing being what editing is, and all of us here know what editing is.
Yeah,
they left out a lot
on
of
the
funny
damn show than they edited me to be.
Yeah.
So are you saying there was a lot of
the funny?
My boobs are bigger. What?
They edited out Tyson's funny.
Yeah, I bet they did because he was funny, but he was very. My favorite line was about Kobe when he goes, "I can't believe he left.
He just be a woman now."
Woman.
Yeah.
I thought I sat here and laughed. I mean, I'm a big Kobe fan. First of all, Kobe was the man in Australia. And I was sitting here laughing up a storm that Tyson had the guts to call him a woman. I mean, I can't wait to hear it when they come back and Kobe hears that one.
Well, maybe Kobe's been called that before, so you don't know.
Yeah, and Kobe, Kobe is Jeff. Jeff really has a crush on Kobe, so from what I hear.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he can do no wrong, so it's all good.
And I thought
it
he had a crush
always
on
Jet. Out.
That's gross.
Okay, so I got to figure this one out a little bit. So you're saying Kobe and Jeff maybe had this little bromance going on?
Well, I mean, Jeff always says that Kobe is the man. He's the man that he has the, he brings him back. It's a big fair play joke. That's a big fair play joke. If you're a fair play fan, Fair Play talks about quitting, and he said, I had my front teeth knocked out, and then, but Kobe basically was known for, like, giving up on his season and didn't perform, but they bring him back, so, and he didn't have his teeth knocked out, so it was a big joke. Jeff?
Ha, 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 ha,
I'm your laugh track in case, you know, nobody else is laughing. Just push a button.
I'm sitting over here laughing, and I was reading the chat room real quick to see what they had to say. And they're talking about how in the beginning my phone, I was evicted for a little bit because my phone was in use from somewhere else. Not to say anybody's name.
Did you have beef jerky?
Beef jerky.
Or deer jerky. There's a difference.
No, never mind. Sorry.
Now that one went right over my head, so I'm gonna have to figure that one out. But spoiler alert. If you're on the West Coast, spoiler alert. I'm about ready to talk eviction. So did you see Sugar going out first, or did you guys think that was?
Oh,
no.
Yeah. We knew it. See, we know because all the All-Stars talk.
Oh.
Because, yeah. Sugar, she has a little meltdown from what I hear. She, when it's going to take a few days, she pulled a Kathy. Kathy, would you like to elaborate?
She wanted to chop her finger off with a machete.
Well,
did she really?
Her whole plan was to win. And, you know, her father passed, and which was sad and we're sincerely not laughing at that. But she, she had a little meltdown when she left and she went to Ponderosa. She had a hard time, and it was because this was not what she had thought. She thought she was going to be, you know, at least on jury, and it caused a lot of emotional setback. And so tonight, really it was like a baseball bat in her forehead, and it was awful. So
the biggest mistake that they could have ever done. I think they should have got rid of Steph. I love Steph, don't get me wrong. But Sugar, I mean, she's no threat.
No, but it's amazing how when you're there and somebody does really irritate you, how much you want to. I'm thinking Jason, Tracy. Remember Jason?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he did a lot of stuff. He only wanted to open the. But, oh, my God, all we could think of, get rid of Jason because he was irritating. And he just, you know.
Yeah,
so that
we
has
got
a lot
rid
to
of,
do.
We did the same thing. We got rid of someone that would have been true to our alliance. We got rid of her because of her voice. And so
right.
I do see what you're saying.
They're just so annoying. And, you know, there's so much downtime where you're just sitting there. And when people are being, like, can I say assholes?
You can say assholes.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Kurt.
You get focused on saying, I can't take these people anymore. And you try to just hold back and go, find your happy place. But it's amazing that. Did you see her at night with Colby? The first thing I thought is nobody works the sexy like Parvati. Sugar didn't even come close.
Oh, my gosh, Parvati.
Well, Parvati's brilliant. She's smart because she can work both venues. I mean, like, she can work male-female. Like, she worked Natalie. She spanked Natalie. I mean, she totally.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, if you want to flirt and lick cheeks, and she says, I'm going to do whatever I can do, but she'll flip-flop. And that's, you know, for me, as a mother of two, that's kind of hard for me. You know, she has more ammo. I'm not crying, ooh, you know, but I'm just saying that good for her. That's why she's back, because she's curious, and she's just very promiscuous, and she's fun, and she can shake it, and she'll get nude. And that's great. I mean, hey. Do you think when we had the Herbal Essence challenge that the big money roll on our season, it was a great challenge, and Ozzy looks over at me and says, Tracy, take one for the team, you know? You think that if I would have said, no, I'm not going to, and I had the Herbal Essence challenge, that it would have made the editing, me there in my little blue T-shirt showering? No, it was Amy and Parvati totally.
No, Parvati was on my team. She didn't. We didn't win.
Amy and Amanda, declothing themselves and having a soap bath shower.
And it was hot.
It was hot, and it got ratings, and that's the reason.
You met our such
pigs. Ratings.
I'll be honest with you.
You are so predictable, and you're such pigs.
Sorry.
We love you for that, though. Why did they have to? I was a little upset because it was so blurry. I mean, it's not like you can't go on the internet and see your naked anyways. Probably, you know what I mean? I mean,
darn it for you guys! Darn it!
Okay, I'm joking.
Every day, I'll never forget Amanda and Amy, just floating. And the camera crew, they had the underwater crew, and they were washing their suits. And I'm so sorry for editing in that aspect for you guys. I'm so sorry. Because supposedly it was amazing because the camera crew would, like, film, and then they'd go away for a while. Then they'd film, and then they'd go away for now. Just kidding.
Hey, you know, Tracy, and I know you're a Big Brother fan, so that's why I would – that's why I wish Big Brother, I mean, I wish Survivor was like Big Brother and we had a 24-hour feed. So I so would pay for a 24-hour feed to be able to see the tribes in.
They like see you pooping? I mean, did they film you pooping?
Yeah.
Cowboy?
Mm. Yeah. But,
it's called coconut butt. See, what you get on the iPad is called coconut butt.
You know what they're doing, but, I mean, they don't literally show it. But if it's 24-hour feed and you are looking in, you can see it, or you can see it on Showtime.
So I wish Survivor would do something like that. I think it would be interesting.
Oh,
one
we have night. It, Katie. We have it all on film. You know, Castaway's on film.
Oh, so you guys get
on film. We have
you
it.
Guys,
we don't have copies of that film.
We don't
I mean,
have copies of the footage, but the footage that we have, you guys have seen, woohoo, a minuscule amount of footage. I mean, we have shower, this, SWAT, boo. You can't even imagine. Cussing, fighting, finger pointing. Oh, my God. And I ask myself, I mean, we had a tribal council, remember, KB, where Chet would not eat the food because Jason had this, Siskel had this big penile rash. And he had a rash so bad that he was like, can I borrow your buff? I'm like, I'm sorry. You want to put my buff on that's going to lay against your private part that has an infectious rash? I don't think so. But it was so bad that actually one of the tribe members actually gave their buff up. And
gave him what?
They gave him their buff. And so we were at tribal council, and we were going to vote people out. And they were like, oh, Chet's so weak. He won't eat the food. He won't do anything. Well, nobody would eat because – you know, Jason would, like, scratch and then scoop the food. Scratch, and it was just Chet had a hard time with that. Right,
wow.
KB?
Yeah, I remember looking at you going, well, why didn't you tell me I've been eating out of that bowl? And then you're like, well, I thought you knew. And I'm like, I didn't know. Nobody tells me anything.
No, it was pretty funny. It's a hardcore world out there. But how did you guys like how did you like the season? How did you like the kickoff?
Parts were a little boring for me.
It was boring, seriously? You expected more.
The parts, I'm a little over Russell. I'm a little over Russell and his I'm the king and look at me and everybody's dumb but me. And I'm a little over that.
Kathy and Tracy, and we, I want to ask this question. Me and Kathy kind of talked about it already, so I'm kind of – but Russell, you know, going in there, these other people haven't seen Russell. And I was laughing, cause, you know, thinking, yeah, man, Poverty and who was the other one? Was it Danielle? Is that her name?
Danielle.
Yeah, because I don't even remember her. I'm trying to remember who she was.
She actually came in second place. That's the one Eris won on Exile Island.
I was still trying to remember who she was. I kind of remembered a little bit. But, you know, they didn't see Russell play. And, you know, right? I mean, because it went right into tribal. I mean, they went right into from his show right into the next show, and they hadn't been aired. So what do you guys think about that? I mean, that, you know, them not seeing Russell.
Well, I think right away when Poverty sat there and went, you know, Russell just asked to make an alliance with me. Oh, we're the only two. But I know he's asking everybody the same thing. I looked at my husband. I said, that's my Parv. She is smart. I mean, she just knew.
Yeah.
Oh, of course he's asking everybody. Whereas Danielle is like, oh, yeah, it's probably just me and him. So
but
that's what puts Parvati above everybody else.
Right. I mean, I know Parvati is probably saying, yeah, this is just a play, you know. But, yeah, I thought that was interesting because I wonder if, like, Boston Rob, I thought maybe Boston Rob and him maybe would, you know, team up too because, you know, hey, this is a guy that's just coming off and Rob hasn't been around. So what do you guys, I mean, Tracy, what do you think? I mean, do you think Russell being, you know, fresh
I
meat?
I think Russell's a little short troll. I think
really?
he needs serious dental work.
I looked at my husband and tried to
get me smart and as ingenious as Russell, they would go to the dentist.
I know, I said he still didn't get
you
that toothpick.
I'm like, oh my God, dude, you're so short, you lost, you got beat up by Barbie. Hello? What is so great about, I'm the greatest survivor ever to play the show. Bring it, mother. I would love to play against you because you are so easy. You're shorter than me. I chin you. Bring it. KB, you and I can take him so much. I want to know chance. Russell against me. Oh, my God. The little, like, watching him once and knowing how he is and how he's playing. The funny part of it is that all those guys didn't know and didn't see him. But I look at him, and he has bullshit flying out of his eyes. It's so funny. The entire time, the first time I met him, I said, oh, my God, this man does not own an oil company. There's no way he's too smart. If you own an oil company, you're smart enough to get your teeth fixed, right? Hello? Hello? Hello, Mrs. Doubtfire. No, you have to. But he doesn't. And it's so obvious. There's no etiquette. There's no his mispronunciation of words. It's like, where is it, buddy? It's not. So I think it's like his dad that owns the company or something. I don't even know what the case is, but it sounds good. So we'll just give it to him. Russell, if he wins, big shocker. Big shocker for Tracy. Big shocker. You know, being on the show Survivor and then having an opportunity to look back, KB, you and I have talked before, right? The mistakes are so easy in hindsight.
Oh, in hindsight, yeah.
Oh, my God. Like knowing what poverty's thinking going into it and knowing what James is thinking. I mean, James is he reminds me of like a Shrek.
You were on the island with him. I mean, you pretty much was on the island with James.
James, right?
James,
yeah, KB. KB hung out with James.
Yeah, I got it. He was awesome.
I love
James.
I love James too.
Everything is ma'am and buttercup. It was pouring rain. He was out there making us the potatoes that the Palauans with all our little dips and everything, and brought the whole platter to all the girls.
I mean, like,
he seems like a sweetheart.
An inch of food that's going to suffice for the next day because you are starved to death. And he was doing that. It's amazing. He's incredibly strong.
Do you think he has a chance to win? I mean, he was one of the ones that, you know, I don't think he's going to win this thing at all, first of all, because he did mess up the two idols thing, and I could see them targeting him, you know.
Too kind,
so,
he'll never win. He's too kind.
He is.
Yeah.
Kind. I'm sorry. That's my take. He might win, but my take is he's far too kind. Russell, he's too short to win. And then, let's see. What else?
I love it.
He's so short. I'm like, dude, I was like, where's Russell? He's like, I'm down here. We met him in front
of Wait, did you get it? Wait. Tracy, did you get to go? Did you get to go to the 20 seasons?
Oh yeah. I was there. It was great. Me and Danielle and Parvati.
Did you meet Russell? Did you meet Russell?
Oh yeah, I met Russell. He's so funny. And I said,
"Really, that's shit."
That's how I introduced myself to him. Hey, you little shit. He's like, "What? I'm the man. I love myself." I'm like, "Oh, dude, please." I'm like. It's just so funny. It's funny because I'm so happy that he feels so good about himself. I think it's wonderful. I think it's great that Russell is so, you know, to me.
The confidence.
My whole problem with Russell, and I told this to Kathy today, and then I'll shut up. Burning the
no,
socks.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I will. I lied. But burning the socks killed me. Like, that was, like, detriment. Like, KB, we were talking about Russell today, and I said, can you imagine doing a flipping challenge on the third or fifth challenge without a pair of socks? And, KB, what did you say to me?
I said, I lost one of my socks on day three when we finally had fire. I was using it as a hot pad to get when you and I were boiling water. I set it up to dry, gone. Never. It either fell in the fire and burned or went out in the tide. And I would have given my kingdom for a sock. Something as simple as a sock, because you put your foot in your shoe and it just rubs in the sand. I had a huge hole in my foot that probably took another month and a half to heal from when I got home.
Yeah, you can't imagine the loss of a sock on the island. That's so when he burned the socks and I just killed when he put them in the fire. I was like, oh, he's such an asshole.
What? Hey, tonight them sitting at tribal council in the rain. I was shuddering.
Oh yeah, again. I was like, oh.
This I was like, when the rain was coming down again, I'm like, and those
so
are the moments where I go, I could never. I'm so happy to have a roof over my head. I'm so happy to be snuggling next to my daughter. And I'm.
You know what my husband said to me? My husband said, okay, wait a second here now. When they first got there, it wasn't raining. So now it's like rain. So what happened? I'm like, you jerk. Do you think it happens in 30 minutes or 40 minutes for airtime? No. It's like 4-hour event. It's like you bring them in. You have the people. That's not just the footage that you get. When you hear people talking, they ask every person, and they elaborate, and then they take the best of it. And that takes 2 hours sitting in the – what is it, raining? Oh, it's a long time.
I bet that's draining.
It is. Tribal council, when you go to TC, oh, it's tough.
It's like 2 hours.
Yeah, it's 2 hours. And then, you know, you gotta paddle back. You got to take a boat there and a boat back, and you got to get mic'd, and you got to do a lot of stuff. So it's pretty – pretty tough. You don't want to go to tribal. You want to sit back and, you know, sleep. And
then you get to go back to your camp and you're soaking wet and then just lay in the dirt and have rats all over you. And just be
Kathy,
soaking wet.
Yeah.
Was it really, I mean, when you decided to quit the show and everything and go home, was it due to more of the rain? Was that one reason you kind of wanted to get out of Dodge, or was it really missing family, or what was, can you kind of elaborate on why you kind of wanted to, I mean, what made you want to call it off?
Should I tell him, Tracy, the truth?
You didn't know your family! tell him the truth. Let it rip. Go, baby.
Should I tell him the truth?
Yes, you should.
Should
rip.
I? Okay. Now, I almost made Vanna watch it, right?
Yeah.
And I had a little bit of baby blues, blah, blah, blah. So I ended up getting put on Zoloft. Well, I knew when they, out of the blue, called me back, because I applied, you know, 7 times, 5 videos, called twice. And then we were getting ready to build our house. So I'm like, my family's, when are we making the next video? And I'm like, I'm done. We're about to tear our house down. And then they called me and said, do you still want to do it? And I was like, what? So I knew going out there talking with Dr. Liza, the show shrink. I mean, you have to be, they want you to be mentally strong. They want you to be whatever.
Right.
So in my mind from Vanuatu, when I told him I had been on Effexor for a little bit, I knew not to say anything about the Zoloft. So I didn't. I just thought, you know what? I can just get off it. I'll be fine. I'm not even going to make it. You know, I'll go out to L.A. for 2 days. They're not going to pick me. Well, they ended up picking me. So then I started panicking, going, okay, well, I can't go out there and then let them know I'm on Zoloft. They'll put an alternate in. They'll do, you know, I didn't know. I thought when we get off the plane, we start the game. I thought they went through your luggage. I thought, I don't know what I thought, but I thought I can't bring out my prescription of Zoloft. So I pretty much cold turkeyed it. Which, now, I don't know if anybody's ever been on any anti-anxiety, Zoloft, Prozac, anything. That's the number one thing you can't do. You end up going into such a mental tailspin that I was to the point where I was. We finally, there was a break in the rain. I was sitting on a raft. I was just saying, I need a sign, I'm having a bad day, a bunny cloud, something. Everybody else was doing, nobody talked to me for 2 hours. And I sat
no,
there and
no,
I tried to picture
no
my daughter.
Now,
wait.
No,
I tried to picture
to
my daughter's face in my mind. I couldn't see it. I thought my husband was already seeing somebody else. I thought they didn't miss me. Then I thought my daughter was so mad at me, I was going to see her on intervention when she was 16 because she was going to be a crackhead because I left her. I got so bad. Just nothing, blank. I couldn't feel my family. I mean, I seriously couldn't feel my family. So then I had this bright idea. I thought, you know what? I promised everybody, including myself, I would, if I ever got on Survivor, I would never quit. That's why I couldn't throw a challenge just to go to tribal council. And my whole tribe respected that. But then I sat there and I saw Penner go out on a medical and I saw, wow, you know. So I had the bright idea to take a machete and accidentally, like I'm chopping a coconut and, pinky tip. I don't play piano. I don't play guitar. I'm like, brilliant. I can just, you know, just the tip. I don't need it. I'll call medic. I could go. So I told Eliza, and Eliza just said, that's not a good idea. And I said, no, I think it's brilliant. And then Parvati was like, no, you don't want to chop your finger off. I'm almost did on my season, and it's not good. And then I just started breaking down, you know. So that's why people are always wondering why Jeff was so nice to me, because I sat there and I told him the truth. I told him I lied about the Zoloft, and I told him I was thinking of chopping my finger off to leave. And he told me that's one of the bravest things that he's ever heard anybody say. He hates it when people just leave because they're hungry or they want a Snickers, or he goes, but, you know, mentally you can't see it because it's in your brain, but you're hurting. I mean, you're done. You think cutting off your finger is a good idea. I go, yeah, I do. I think it's brilliant. So he was just like, you know, you're kind of done. And there, I've said the truth. Editing, the things they don't show you in editing.
Wow.
Now
that's cool because, I mean, have you told that story to many people? I mean, like,
not in that depth.
No, not really. I joked around on it with Sucks, on Survivor Sucks, but I've never confirmed it because, you know, I didn't want to be known as the survivor who went off her meds, you know. But apparently cold turkeying them is never – apparently you're supposed to do it gradually over a 3 to 4 month period. So when you just stop taking it, that's not good. So that's your public service announcement. Never cold turkey your meds. So, yeah, this is pretty much the first time I've ever said it. And the old lady who goes wacky and tries to cut off her finger, that was me.
Are you some self-help coach or what?
So,
yeah.
I just don't want to lose.
I think I know Tracy's answer to this, but, you know, Kathy, would you want to go back on to Survivor? And Tracy's too. I mean, would you want to go back on Survivor if you got the call?
You know, Tracy has told me that, no, she wouldn't, but I know she would. I know she would in a heartbeat.
I would go back just for God, just to think that I had a not so shitty tribe. That I mean I was with. Come on, It's just the hand you're dealt, and to complain is so bad because there's so many survivors out there. People that want to be survivors, like survivor fans that want to go on the show. So for me to complain about the hand I was dealt is a slap in their face, and I get it. I totally get it. But KB, you know me. Did I not beg? Did I plead?
Oh, Tracy was so awesome out there. I looked at her one time. Me, Chet, and her are in our little hut. And I looked at her and I said, "Are you a motivational speaker or something?" I mean, she
was just a
rock out there. I was out on Exile Island almost the whole time before the merge,
before
the pick'em. I'd come back and go, "What the hell's going on?" And next thing I know, Tracy's like, "Oh, we're voting for Mikey B." And I'm like, "I thought we were voting for Jason." No, it's all changed. It's Mikey B.
Oh,
and I'm like, "But he actually talked to me today, so, you know, I kind of don't want to." She's like, "Trust me, you have to." And Tracy was brilliant out there. Very, very brilliant.
I tried so hard to just stay, you know, like it's just, you can't say, oh, if I had this or if I had that, because KB, we talked today, and I said, my demise was when I voted for Suri on the schoolyard pick. That was it. That blew my game. Because had I taken Eliza, it would have been Eliza, Amy, me, and Eric. We didn't need Chet. Chet could quit. Chet could fall off the wayside. We didn't need him. But Chet had to go out with dignity, he said, with his foot, remember? And he's like, "I got to go out with dignity." I said, "Dignity? We have to vote you out?" I said, "Like, go medevac, right? Just, you're done. Go medevac." Because he really was sick, wasn't he, KB? He was.
He was. They popped his heel, I guess, at Ponderosa, and it splattered all over the walls.
I mean, it shot feet back. It was unbelievable. He had such an infection, and then that it was affecting his
kidneys
and liver. It was bad. And editing doesn't show you that. So he really needed to get out of the game. But we just couldn't understand why he would not take one for the team, you know, just kind of stay in the game. But anyway, it was kind of crazy. But
you know what? I kind of see what he was going through, because I don't think I could just quit either.
He said, I can't quit. Well, he could have gone medevac and voted for Ozzy, and it would have been Amy, me, Eric, Chet voting against Sari, Amanda, and Ozzy. That's it. And then we would have won the game. But he said he had to be voted out and have his, you know, torch snuffed. I'm like, I'll stand there and snuff your torch for the next 2 years. Just get me another spot.
Yeah.
Go on.
Deb, are you over there? You're being quiet over there.
Who is?
I'm just sitting in.
Oh, Deb. I was just wondering if Deb was being quiet. I was wondering if she had a question or something to comment on over there.
Are you talking to me?
No, I was asking Deb. Deb is another person on the line.
Oh.
No, I was, when you were talking about poverty, I wanted to ask, Tracy, do you still think she would flirt with a coconut?
That's one of my famous lines.
Oh, you're
that was one of my famous lines, because I don't know if you saw any of the pre-show interviews when they said, you know, when you saw them coming out, because I had no idea it was fans versus favorites. I had no idea who was coming. And when I saw Poverty, they asked me, I said, oh, are you kidding me? I hated her on her TV. Give you a massage, because I hate that girl. That girl that uses her boobs or her. But I got to tell you, she talks, and I thought it was an act on
She's
her season.
She's adorable. We love
but
her.
But she does that all the time. I mean,
just,
like I said, to a tree, to a coconut, she'll flirt with a rock if that
she
rock
donated,
will get out of her way.
Don't know this. She donated half of her winnings to charity. I mean, she drove a car
with
it, like a duct tape steering wheel. I mean, poverty's real. And we were talking a few weeks back, and she's like, so what are you doing now, Poverty? She's like, I'm a professional survivor.
I sort of love to get her on the show then, because I sure would love to flirt with her. I mean,
oh, Parv is a doll. And from going from absolutely disliking, hating her from her season, seeing her on the show, because I don't like those women that do that, to absolutely adoring her, that I had my mom send her some homemade banana nut chocolate chip bread.
She
is
so sweet. Like you think she's one way, and then what she is on the show. I mean, she totally put Natalie together. I think Natalie got screwed more than James. And that's the sad part of it, is that Natalie worked male, woman, whatever it took to win, but hey, she won. And that is what is so beautiful about the whole thing, is that she worked it, and she is precious at what she does, and she is real, and she is so cute, and she is a professional survivor.
She is welcoming. We went from a tribe where seven of us wouldn't even, they'd hide the machete on us, so we couldn't even find it to even try to do something. And I went from the schoolyard pick to meeting her. She immediately was welcoming and giggly and huggy, and just it's such a breath of fresh air. I never once heard her complain, saw her with a frown on her face. She constantly was smiling and giggling. She just
never
had a...
Doesn't complain, get coconuts, get up, doesn't lay down, never catches sitting. She earned it. I mean, she's a hard worker. She, James, all the people that are back on the season, other than Sari. I mean, I love Sari. Don't get me wrong. Sari's great, but she's a fire poker in my eyes. She sits and pokes a lot of fires.
Yeah, see, to be honest with you, and I, don't get me wrong, some of these guys are going on for the third time, and I kind of felt like Sari is one of them, that the three times are shouldn't be done. I mean, I think three times are okay. If you, I'm getting ready to clarify. Probably tried to be on Big Brother three times or twice since Big Brother, and he hasn't made it. So that's different. But like this is the third time, like Sari's been on there. So what do you guys think about these people that keep on coming back to, you know, like, this is the third time.
I
mean,
I think it sucks. Because there's 301 survivors, and you've got to take 9 of them for the third time?
Well,
I don't know.
This is where I draw the line. Okay, everybody wants to get asked back, whether you go or don't go. Okay, I wanted to get asked. Okay, but I had no place in Heroes and Villains. People said, my Facebook page and my fan page, they're always like, oh, I wish you'd been on it. I'm like, please. Where would I fit in? Come on, seriously. Are you calling? I mean, it's not rocket science. I'm not a hero. I'm not a villain. So there's no way for me to go on this season. So there is a place for, like, KB for, and I love her when she says that. She goes, medevacs and quitters. That is great. I said, that's great. You saw that one. And mine would be on, what would mine be? Most screwed? No, I'm just kidding.
Survivors who made it.
The road.
Oh, man.
Tracy, you would be called middle of the road, I think, because I was looking at this stuff, and there's so many people that have been voted out in the middle of the competition that probably would be cool to watch. Or as somebody said once before, and you guys wouldn't fit that category, but if, like in Big Brother, they've mentioned this too, if the people that have been voted out first, if they would go on the island, maybe the people that have been out first versus
pre-jury, post-jury. You know, like
yeah, that would be good. Like the first jury member versus the first person voted out. Yeah, or something. You know, I think they just. I would like to see some of the more, or maybe you know, non-popular ones that are, but are still popular. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? Like some more middle, like I would call Tracy. I mean, I could consider her like middle of the road because. How about moms versus dads? Now, that'd be a good one. Wouldn't that be cool?
How about moms versus whores?
Ooh.
Moms and sluts. My husband said to me, he said, you know what? He said, I'm all for you doing this. You're an athlete. Go out there. Get her done. He said, I'm so excited. I said, great. He goes, but do me a favor. Don't. Please, for God's sakes, don't go frontal. Don't go full frontal.
Don't
and
go
said,
what?
You know, he didn't want a full frontal view of like, and you remember when we did the sandbag, the football water challenge, the grueling challenge that we did for like
yes,
3 hours?
Amy untied your top.
In the first 7 seconds, he's going to spend 5 minutes tying her top back as opposed to getting the bag of the challenge. And it was so simple. It's so simple how you know to go back and do it all again, game on. I mean, I would be a royal bitch if I went back on the show. I would be like, bring it. I would just totally.
And your kids would understand that.
They would have to because they want that from me. They're like, okay, Mom, go back and get them.
So, Tracy,
hey,
how many kids do you have?
Sugar did that in the first 20 minutes
of the game. Oh, I know. She dropped it. Yeah. That's
Tracy, how many kids do you have?
I have two daughters. I have two daughters. Yeah.
Awesome. I've got 4 kids, and I keep living the dream. So it's tough, but they understand that it's a game.
It is.
Keep
a game.
Keep proliferating. We need more people to take care of the baby boomers. God bless you.
Thank you.
Right.
I do have a question about the, you know, how at the beginning of the show they were talking to them and some of them were surprised that they were on the villains. Were you surprised that people like maybe Poverty and maybe some of the others who kind of raised their hand and were surprised they were on the villains instead of the heroes?
No, because we had spoken to all of them. We were not surprised, but I'm sure that had we not had an opportunity to speak and sit down with all of them at the big, you know, 20-season reunion, yeah, we'd all be surprised because, I mean, you know, Parvati was definitely a villain. We don't understand Candace. Candace was a flip card for me and a lot of people.
I think Cherie should have been a villain.
Yeah, totally.
I think Cherie thinks she should have been a villain, too.
Cherie said to me verbatim, what am I doing? I should have been a villain.
I think Cherie should have been on the cast personally, but that's just my opinion. I don't see her. I mean, I think
they really like Cherie, and they like Rupert with the America's Tribal Council. Gee, we just want to have a reason to give them $1 million. I think they really like Cherie, and they want to give her every opportunity to win a match. I always thought Twyla would, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, really nobody's over 45 on this thing this time, are they?
No.
No, and I had Sandy on the show. I had Sandy just another, you know, a couple weeks ago on the show, and she, and I'm shocked, you know, that usually that's, I think, one reason maybe, you know, it's funny, isn't probably Sugar probably the youngest one of the cast this year?
Yeah.
Or Courtney.
And call in if you want to ask a question or if you have something to comment about it, you know, tell your comments about the show tonight. Feel free to do that. I do have one caller up already, so I'm going to bring him up and let him ask. It's Paul from Minnesota.
Hi.
So, hi, Ryan.
Hey, Paul. Hey there.
Hey,
Paul. How you doing there, Paul, there?
Was that Kathy making
it? I'm not quite from the Upers, but I'm from Wisconsin, so I speak the Minnesota speak.
Hey, next door guy.
Hey.
What's happening? Hey, I just wanted to clear something up, Kathy. So you let all your tribe mates know about the meds, but nobody else?
Yeah, towards the end there. Yeah, that last day.
Oh, you had to throw an end there. There.
Say what?
The Minnesota speak there.
Yeah, don't you know?
Don't you know?
Yeah, I told them on that last day.
Okay.
That's what I did. And that kind of, I guess I just wanted to get them to understand why.
Yeah.
I'm crying, and I mean, it was a total blank slate. I couldn't even see in my mind even my husband's face, my daughter's face. Honest to God, I would cry to Meredith, one of the producers, off camera. I was crying saying, you know.
What would Meredith say? You didn't even tell her.
What I told her was just how bad I was feeling one day. I didn't tell her about the Zoloft, but at the very end, Maria, one of our...
Who, me?
Either one of you, do you know who the final is going to be? Or
we've heard things. I'm of the school where I don't like spoilers. I mean,
yeah,
I guess I'll listen to them, but I won't seek them out because I
absolutely
like to be surprised a little.
Well, the reason I ask that is wondering if as fans and knowing some of these people, if you had favorites. But if you know the outcome, then having favorites is, you know, irrelevant.
No, I don't. I personally don't know the outcome. I don't. And really, you know, we might have heard a rumor of the final three, but that changes.
Okay.
I think it's changed like three times of what I've heard, so I never really believe it or, you know, I take it with a grain of salt.
I'm
the type who doesn't really want to know because I do like rooting for my people and I do want to see them last, and I don't want to go in watching the show knowing that they're leaving.
Who are your favorites then if you don't know the outcome? Who are your favorites that you're rooting for this year?
I am rooting for Peck. Coach, I'm not Russell, like I said, I'm over.
Over him.
I'm the, you know, the king. I'm over that. It's like, okay. I love Courtney Yates.
In other words, you love them all. No, I'm just kidding. What about you?
No, there's, you know, like I said, I would, you know, Candace Woodcock, I'm like,
Yeah, okay.
Danielle DeLorenzo.
Do you really think
like,
they have a chance to win? Do you really think those, you know, the ad people don't have a chance? I mean, I don't see Candace winning at all.
No, I don't,
you know,
either. I don't
so
see, as a fan, I don't see Tom, because they always end up going for the people that are threats, so, or the people who have won the $1 million. So,
right,
you know, I don't see Tom winning just for those two reasons. I mean, if I was there on the island, it would come up with the fact that, hey, Tom's going to win maybe a lot of individual challenges. We, you know, need to – they always start voting off the threats. So, like, James will go, Tom will go, I think. You know, and this is just as a fan. I don't know anything. This
How about
is,
you, Gracie?
Really
who are
opinion.
Your favorites?
You
know, don't you? Anyway, I will move on. I have a question about this two-hour tribal council. Do your fires always go out when you get back?
We actually never got to keep our torches. We had to leave them there at tribal. So when I watch shows where they're putting their torches back at camp, I'm like, hey, why did they get to keep their torches? But, you know, there are rules, and because you never see the torches lit back at camp, I'm going to assume that the producers tell them they can't light them back at camp.
No.
We would spend hours at tribal.
About two hours.
Off the boats, pulled them up, anchored them to the beaches, walked in the dark across the beaches, skewing the rats off, tripping over, you know, cutting yourself. It was pitch black. I mean, you're begging for a cameraman. This is the funniest thing because rain. It was torrential. They always put the seasons in monsoon season. It would rain these torrential downpours, and then you'd get.
We were on a west facing island, so we didn't even get sun till maybe, and you can only guess, 2 o'clock. We tried to start a fire with glasses. I brought two pairs of reading glasses along that were 300 magnifying.
Oh, they know what they're doing. Trust me.
And we sat for like an hour of just holding these glasses to try to magnify the sun, but we didn't get sun till like 2 in the afternoon, so it wasn't even a high sun. And then you think, okay, it's a nice day, let's go start a fire, and every piece of wood you find is sopping wet.
That's funny. That's not funny, but...
2 hours to chop the inside of it, to get the wood, to bring it back to... You know, and I'm not complaining. It's Survivor. And would I do it
again? Well, I was just giving a little insight, because I know I would sit at home and say the same thing. Well, you know, start a fire, but you don't realize all the wood is sopping wet. They don't even have any dry wood to try to start a fire.
And the second your fire's ablaze, come on, survivors, we're going to challenge. Let's go now.
Oh, we
got to fire. Hey, let me ask this question then. What Rob did with the fire, did you feel like that brought him more brownie points, I mean, for that tribe? I thought that was pretty impressive. I mean,
that was brilliant because we tried that too. We had the stick, the rope. We were trying to do the.
Saying you're not gonna get it started with sticks.
Randy. Yeah, I thought Randy. I mean, I really thought if the villains would have lost, Randy was gonna go and he would have been gone. I think. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I think you know. People, when you have those kind of people around, you just, like Rob said, you know he was biting his tongue. You know Rob wanted
really,
to go
really
off on
cute.
Him.
He thinks I'm really cute.
Who does?
He told me so.
Randy or Bob?
You are so, Bob. Bob thinks everybody is, right? No, Randy's like, you're really, really cute.
And I told Randy, you're really a lot shorter than you looked on TV. I couldn't believe how short he was.
That's funny. You guys got so many stories to tell, I bet, from the anniversary party and everything. I bet there was lots of stuff that was going on during that.
Oh, my God, politics.
I bet there's lots of stories.
There were so many stories. There's so many politics. It was so much. Danielle was a hoot. Parvati was a complete hoot. It was just, Rob was just all, he was just, you know, no matter what happens to Rob on this season, he is absolutely 100% elated by, enamored by his little beautiful daughter who, might I say, looks exactly like Amber. And he's
Thank God.
Picture. Yeah, it's so funny. It was just Colby and Jerry Manthe and, I mean, all of them are just, they're career survivors and, you know, regardless if we like them or don't like them, they've played this game. And I'm going to tell you what, I played it once, and I've earned enough respect from my family and my friends because they know the condition of me when I got off. These are people that have played this game 2 and 3 times. And I was talking to Danielle, and I said, Danielle, would you do it again? Baby girl, would you do it again? And she goes, oh, my gosh. She goes, it's like heroin. She goes, you can't help it. You do it once. Go again tomorrow. Or not. And... That the game of Survivor is, I feel, the greatest game of Survivor because it's these people, everybody's coming together, and the personalities, it's magnificent, and I think it's great. And
don't you think she's like a motivational speaker?
Yeah, I was just going to ask Cowboy.
I mean, doesn't that make you just want to go outside and run in the rain and just sit there and try to start a fire? For God's sake,
snow.
I was going to ask Cowboy. If he would ever want to be on Survivor, but he dropped off the line. He must have had some phone issues or he had to do something. But
Or he was just bored out of his skull because all we're talking about is Survivor.
No. He loves Survivor too. So, but Tracy, now would you want to? So, would you want to go in like the Big Brother house or Amazing Race? Would you guys ever want to? I mean, would you want to do another reality show other than Survivor, or do you feel like Survivor is, you know, the only thing you really wanted to do?
Absolutely. I would definitely. We don't. I think Survivor is so different because it's starvation, and I think that yeah.
Because they have the starvation. You gotta remember, they have the slob, and then you know, and they have get put on. Because lots of people, when we have them on, we've talked, you know, the comparison of the two shows, and lots of people do think, you know, they're compared. But I see what you're going with. There is a little. I think you gotta be a stronger mind to be on Survivor. And somebody even said this. Lots of the A gamers go on Survivor, and then. Now it seems like more of the, you know, once you can't make it on Survivor, you want to do Big Brother.
Let me clarify something, and I'm speaking in ignorance when it comes to Big Brother, because, you know, the Big House is something that I have not embarked upon. But I can tell you this, okay, Survivor is a mental game, and I think that the mental aspect of Big Brother is that the two equate in that somewhat. But because it is mental. I mean, every Survivor player that will tell you, when I went out, I mean, I trained, I swam in the buoys, I did everything. I was fit, I was ready to go. But my brain was not ready. Well, how can you prepare your brain for not having water? KB, it was 4.5 days. Remember that?
I know.
4.5 days. We were drinking contaminated boat water that had, like, fake, like, these, like, shrimp in it. Remember that?
Plankton or brine or something.
Oh, we were just sucking up like any gameplay. Like it gives you where you get more manipulative and you can do things. I think that when you're on Survivor, you don't know what the hell's going to happen because the person's absolutely delusional. you're just
do.
Like, yeah.
I see what you guys
do. For POWs, like prisoners of war in Vietnam. Yeah. I have the utmost respect for anybody who's just had to live in a jungle. We didn't have raincoats or tarps I really sat and I thought about John McCain being in Vietnam for 5 years as a POW. I'm like, I have so much respect for these people because from lack of sleep, no wonder they torture people by not letting them sleep and don't give them anything to drink. It just starts.
Wait.
Eating.
I lost my
mind.
Did you not lose your mind when they did not take the tarp on the last season?
Oh, yeah, they were idiots.
I lost my mind. I said to my husband, I looked over and I said, that person will make.
Six or so that have been on two times, and the villains only have a couple that have been repeaters. You think that's an advantage to the heroes?
No,
no way.
I think if you've been on this game once, you're good. I think that'll suffice. Once will suffice, and I think actually, if you've been on it more, it's more of a deterrent because people know you even that much more. I wish people had known that Russell was capable of burning socks and his lying manipulation.
Oh yeah,
but I think Parvati called him. That's why I was so proud.
That was amazing.
Parvati.
That's why I thought that they had already seen the previous show when she said that because it was spot
on.
No.
I know. That's why I'm so proud of Parvati. She just nailed it when she said, I'm not dumb. Asking everybody to have an alliance.
Him being on the villain side kind of should give him a big red flag. This guy was here for a reason. I mean.
Hello, who are you? We don't know you. Come on. You must be on the season we didn't see. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. And also, what was the cop's name on his season that called him out early on the game?
The lady.
She's a police officer.
I know who you can't think of the name, though.
Yeah, anyway, she was, she called him
Betsy.
Betsy, you're exactly right. Betsy called him out. Betsy was like, hey, you know, I'm one to you. I mean, I read people.
That's why she went out the door.
Exactly.
Well, and the thing is, every time, you know, these, they go.
People can be very convincing at that. I mean, I think through my interviews, I said, oh, sure, I'll lie to anybody and cut them. And then I get out there and I go there, and I'm like, Oh, yeah. I mean, was I not the most honest person out there? That's why Chet and Tracy kept saying, keep your mouth shut. Keep your mouth shut. Because I said the same thing. I'm going to lie. I'm
going
to do whatever I have to do. And then your real person comes out when you're in the situation. And I found that.
She comes back. Listen to this. She comes back on the boat from Exile Island. She hits the beach, and there's a truck, right? Joel.
Then your real personality comes out, and you find. So JT saying that. I'm interested to see if he can follow through on that.
I have a couple more. The chickens that they found, I know that it's got to be huge as far as food, and these people know that it's big. But do you think they were planted?
Yeah, I had that same question.
You know what? I'm going to say no, because when we were on our island in Palau, there were wild chickens there.
Okay.
And I've seen, we set traps for them. We tried to do the little noosey thing and try to trap them, but we couldn't catch them. But I personally chased one chicken through the weeds, but it just disappeared. So, I mean, if they are wild chickens, there are chickens on the island. Now, did Survivor, did they put them there 2 months before the show started?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And what's this bullshit about giving them all that fishing gear and net right now?
I know. Did you see that too, Tracy? I just paused
that's
my table
bullshit.
And I went, I am pissed.
Yeah, they're going to be
pampered.
I mean, yeah, I think so. I think they'd be very more pampered. I never, like, the first All-Star, I mean, we all felt like they were, you know, like, given stuff. I remember that. And what do you guys think about
like
that? Like
prizes and cars and stuff too?
Yeah.
I just think that, you know.
I thought it was baloney that they didn't have to earn it.
Oh, my God. You know, the fishing gear, you have rusty hooks. It's nasty. It stinks.
Yeah, but that don't matter. I just still think it's bullshit that they show up and it's there.
Yeah. Oh, I just think it's insane.
I do too.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you guys. I mean, I thought everything. And guess who came back to the party?
Cowboy.
Cowboy, you're back.
Sorry, I lost reception.
No, it's okay. But we were talking. Hey, Cowboy, I want to ask you this question. Would you want to go on Survivor? Tracy says that she thinks the people that are from Big Brother was a little easy given.
First was Boreon. It was, Boreon.
Borneo.
Hold your nose.
I'm not even going to try to pronounce it.
Yeah, Borneo. And just hold your nose. And the thing about it is that if you, they have to give the best to the first. And but Micronesia, our season was pretty kicking, and I think that's why you see a lot of Micronesia people back on this season. Four of them, to be exact. You have Serena.
But if you notice, the four from Micronesia.
Back.
Yeah, China and then Micronesia, yeah.
So you guys didn't know about him either?
No, we had only seen 5 episodes before we left to go film. So that's why when Amanda came around the corner, we all just sat there because really she hadn't done much at that point on China. We didn't really know who she was. Or that's why if you notice with the intro, everybody's just kind of going,
huh?
Who's that? You know, but James, we knew right away.
Oh, all the women especially, huh?
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I wonder if, you know, see, but back then, did they film this as tight? I mean, now they seem like the shows are filmed a little more tighter, maybe, you know, maybe
well,
that's
the first time they're doing it. They
it's
did
cheaper for production, that's why.
Yeah, it's to save money because they did Samoa, and instead of taking a 3-month break, they took a 3-week break and then filmed again.
You don't have to move the crew and the equipment. It takes thousands of dollars to move the equipment and customs and all that, and you can keep it in the same area. It's all a cost-effective thing.
Speaking of Rupert, how big do you think his toe breaking is going to be? I couldn't imagine trying to continue with that.
Well, I know I told my husband I had broken my big toe sliding into second base playing baseball, and I said, that hurts. It hurts. It hurts to step on it, and even though it's like his third toe, that is going to hurt. That is probably going to come back to haunt him.
Really?
Was that Courtney?
And then at the thing, she is actually a very nice person. She's just extremely doesn't care. if she offends people, like if she's talking and she's funny, she's got a great eye roll, not as good as Eliza, but she's got a great eye roll. She's sarcastic, but she really is a little cupcake. She really is. You know, and with her saying that, she probably didn't think that they were going to pick that up, and you could kind of see her go, you know, like, oh, I'm just trying to be funny. I, you know, so I don't know. In Courtney's defense, I don't think.
It could have been taken
really,
out of check.
Yeah, I don't think she now, if somebody like Jason Sisko would have said break their leg, then that would have been more serious. But I think Courtney was trying to be funny and didn't really think anybody would hear her.
Courtney is probably one of the most brilliant on-the-spot speakers you'll ever want to meet. If you get a chance to get her on your show, it would do you justice because she is quick wit, bright, easy to just entertain, and she's just a ball of laughs. I mean,
I would love to hear what she has to say about the episode tonight because Jerry and Coach, what do you guys think about that little thing going on to the side?
Oh, you mean that little thing?
Was that you vomiting in the back of your mouth?
Yes, yes.
So let me ask what you guys have heard.
So,
oh, no, in the show they were, you know, they were trying to pair Jerry and Coach up, you know, on the show, so in tonight's episode. Jerry was laying next to Coach and stuff, and they were talking, and Jerry was talking about how she wants to get to know Coach more, and that just icks me.
I think it's cute.
She is really the only one that, I mean, and I've met her, oh, I've met several of them in person, but I met Jerry Manthea in person, and she was the rudest person one of the rudest people I've ever met. I mean,
really?
Really. And she was rude, actually, to a Big Brother person, because when she was trying to, I don't know, it was the thing where she was selling pictures of herself, if you took a picture with her or whatever, and one of my Big Brother friends was trying to take a picture with her, and she really didn't want to take it unless you paid her $5 to take it. And she was just kind of rude about it. Stuff.
See, now,
My comment is, she's single. That's all I have to say.
Well, she's single for a reason.
Need one more?
Yeah,
I was still dating her. I would date her for one reason. I'll tell you why I would date Jerry. If she's going to charge $5 for a photo, hey, I'm with her because I would like to charge like 10 for her photos, and I would do the same thing. I mean,
in all seriousness, she's really, really nice. She and I talked this week on Facebook, and she is, from what I hear from most people, the most
of reactions, and is probably guarded because of that until she knows that you're a genuine person or something. Maybe it just takes her a while. Who knows?
She looks fantastic. I mean, she really looks great, and she does phenomenal in the season, and I'm really proud of her. And
well, I got to say, though, anybody who's been on a reality show, that if you're charging money for a picture of yourself, I got to say, hey, look, you're not Clark Gable. You're not Greta Garbo.
Who
do you think you are?
Baby boomers.
This was back in 2006.
Well,
so,
I would just be so embarrassed to even think that.
Yeah. Well, it is the whole way she just came across and stuff. So, yeah, it's hard with a first impression. It's just really, you know.
You
just,
can't do it again, can you?
No.
You only get one first impression.
Yeah, and it's different if you don't meet somebody in person and you create a, you know, thing, and then when you meet them in person and then they just kind of come off that way. It's just kind of like, okay, I'm done with you. So, but yeah, with her and Coach, and it was funny too, also with speaking of Jerry and the Coach, kind of, they were trying to match make. It was funny watching Coach's man crush on Rob.
It was. That's kind of like Jason with Ozzy. Or Eric with Ozzy,
so
isn't it? It's almost like,
whoa. You get an Amber out there. You just get like this.
We got stuck. Even the Palauan said, why would they put you on this? Eliza's going over the list. Do we have any manioc root here? Do we have any papaya? Do we have any? And they're all like, no, no, no. And they were like, why would they put you on this island, this worst island of all islands in Palau? And we go, see, we knew it. We knew it. Rat bastards, and then the favorites get the big King Kong cave, and they got, they freaking had the best island. They had noon sun, so they could start a fire with eyeglasses. We had crap.
Yeah, I mean, it was funny watching that and stuff like that, and it was amazing how
pampered they get. If they come back again, it's amazing how pampered they get. I mean, like tonight, fishing gear, what? I'm still kind of irked about that. I was even irked in Gabon when I saw the first episode and they went and they had huts. I'm like, what?
Oh. You know, do you think they will have an XL island? I mean, I bet they won't even have like an XL island. Or they didn't mention nothing about immunity either.
They didn't
no,
have that
No, they didn't have XL last year, but I bet you Russell's been looking around camp for an idol. They just didn't show it with editing.
I think when he was walking through the woods with that big bamboo stick, it almost looked like he was kind of keeping an eye out for possible hiding spots.
I know. And, yeah, they haven't said anything about an idol.
Yeah.
They never put him back out. And then it got to a season like, oh, okay, they went home with the idol. Oh, we'll rebury it because it didn't get used. And then for Russell, it got used and it still got reburied. And I'm like, they're just doing that now to keep him on the show because it actually got used and they put it back out there again. So it's amazing sometimes, I think, as a fan, where you can catch these little manipulations of the show
that producers are doing.
Yeah, like maybe they already know who their favorite people are that they want to see go really far, so they'll try to do little things to make, not to make sure they stay on, but, I mean, because they absolutely have no say in who you're going to vote for or anything. It's not like they come out there and say, okay, now all you people vote for this person. They do not do that at all. But just as a fan, watching them re-hide that idol for Russell, even after it's been used, I went, now, come on. They just want him to stay.
Yeah.
I can see that.
So, Cowboy, who do you...
And maybe I'm wrong.
No, I just, it was funny when you said I think he'd spend the money wisely. Is that, Tracy, are you still there?
Yeah, she's still here.
Oh, is she?
Tracy.
Maybe she went to the ladies' room.
You know, I don't know. I think we
I don't know
her.
Either.
So do you disagree with me? Do you not think that he's...
Oh, no, I just meant with the spending the money wisely, because James is just a doll. And, I mean, I love James, too. But when he, like, got his money from China, when we would sit and talk, he said, I went to the store, I bought a bread machine and about $1,000 worth of liquor. He went to the grocery store. And, you know, he has moved out to L.A. now. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So he's out there now. He's one of those two. He moved out to L.A., which caught me by surprise because I'm like, what? And he goes, oh, no, I'm like, well, do you have a job? I hear you're a bartender. He goes, I ain't no freaking bartender. I said, well, what are you doing with your money? He goes, I'm drinking, having fun. So James is very, I love him. He's honest, but he likes to party. And I saw him at our finale. I have never... And I used to be quite a partier myself, but this man can drink. I mean, he can. He bought $1,000 worth of liquor when he got back from China. So, James, but I love him. Honest to God, I would love to see James win, too. We sat around one night by the campfire, and I said, okay, let's play a game. Let's play a game. Who would you never vote for? And everybody just kind of, I said, okay, I'll go first. I said, well, I'll never write James's name down. And then everybody just got up and left. And I'm like, me and James are sitting there. I'm like, what? Did I say something wrong? I said, I really like you. I really won't write your name down.
Well, James is one of the ones that I would like to see win. I mean, it's kind of early for me to try to decide who I want to eventually win, because I want to see how they start, you know, how they play and stuff first before I make any, you know, concrete things in my head. But I like James on his season, and you know, he made his mistakes Definitely, but I would like to. He's one of probably my top five right now that I'm kind of pulling for. I kind of wanted to see Sugar, kind of, you know, but when she started talking tonight about how, I mean, you could tell she felt kind of alone, you know, because everybody else had a person, you know, that they were kind of tied to and stuff, and she was kind of alone, and she tried to attach herself to Colby, and he was having none of it, so I kind of knew that was kind of, that's what
I know, I just
and
felt,
I felt bad.
I did, too. I felt sad for the way that she did that, because if people are finally sleeping, you do not want to be making noise and talking, because you don't get any sleep. And if you're finally dozing off, you don't want to be that person who's talking and making noise and keeping, you know, waking people up. And I just thought it was sad, actually. It's kind of sad to watch her kind
yeah,
of do that with Colby.
Yeah, because I loved her season. I mean, I did. She was one of my favorites that season, and it was,
especially
you know,
when was she talking. Was out in exile. Remember those?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Sugar Shack.
Hey, you know what? I invited Sugar to come tonight on the show, actually on the wall, and she wrote me back real quick. She said she couldn't do it because she'd probably be drunk. But I was still hoping she would call in, and because I thought it would be good because she just got voted off and everything. And but I'm hoping to get her on the show. I can't wait to talk to Sugar.
Well, you girls that know her, is she as sweethearted as she comes across?
Well, you know, when we just had that 10-year anniversary thing, I didn't, you know, we all went to this nightclub, and I kind of just observed her. She never really came over to talk to me, and I didn't really make an effort to go and talk to her. I mean, I had talked to Randy and stuff, and the way Randy and them were to her, none of them, for whatever reason, none of them liked her. And I don't know why, like I said, I didn't really get to talk to her.
What did you see when they were interacting at the bar?
She was kind of being that girl that drapes herself onto men and flirt and, you know, just kind of observing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, and, you know, Randy will tell you like it is. I mean, Randy was pretty funny and whatever. But for some reason, nobody there liked her for some reason. And we don't ever get to see the whole thing. Obviously, 24 hours a day, we maybe see 10 minutes on TV.
Right.
So I don't know the reasoning, really. But they just were like, nope, they'd rather, you know, cut her throat than, you know, save her. For some reason. And, you know, Tracy would still be talking, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, me either. I her number's still lit up, and she's still there. I mean, I'm starting to worry about her. Maybe we should call the
911.
911.
There you go. She's lived through Snowbageddon, so, or the snowpocalypse.
Well, can you text her, Kathy?
What?
Can you text her?
Yeah, I probably could. I'll go up and get my cell phone. We're kind of missing her chit chattiness, aren't we?
Yeah, I was gonna say. I mean, she kind of got quiet on us. and I knew when I heard Debbie Devcakes, we must have had it because it seemed like. No, I'm just joking. I was trying to make a joke there, and it just wasn't going go there. I couldn't figure out how to make. I was going to say,
when Cowboy said what James would spend the money wisely, I was hoping she'd crack up laughing with me, too, because, you know, and then there was nothing. There was silence.
Hey, we have a pause. So, you know, Kathy, I did shoot you a request on Facebook, so it comes up Michael Ellis, but that's me.
That's you?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Yeah, because I'm not in front of the computer
earlier.
Right now. I'm in my basement.
That's fine.
I had the hubby put the daughter to bed, and
but I'm trying to remember some other. I have lots more to talk about. I know we got 18 minutes left. Hey, Kathy, are you gonna try to text her to see if she's okay and everything, or?
Yeah, I'm gonna call her right now and go because I'm calling her on her home phone.
Yeah, because I don't have
her cell, right?
Yeah, I have her. Yeah, she used her cell, I think. I don't know because I don't have it memorized yet. You guys are going to have to call in again, and I'll memorize your stuff. But what I was going to say is, Cowboy, for a second, do your commercial for our thing this weekend. Me and Cowboy starting, or we not starting, we're going to do a Friday.
How do you juggle kids in a marriage or a relationship and listen to some great romantic songs and just have 2 hours of great fun?
So
wow.
Tune in. It's at 9 p.m. 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Central, and I'm not even going to go to the Pacific Time because it's be 6 p.m. Central or 6 p.m. Pacific Time. So, you know, this is going to be a show that you guys are going to have to call in and talk to us too. And me and Cowboy, we've talked about this. We're going to be a little more serious on this one, and we're hoping you guys will. You bring us some good questions and good comments and good things. It's going to be I call it my Valentine's show, you know. And then we'll probably do some other ones down the line, you know, a little more depth to the show, you know, I would call it. So, Tracy, you there yet?
You know, I'm trying to send her
a text.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to her. She's not answering either of her phones, and I just sent her a "Where are you?" text. Oh, she'll be so mad. You know Tracy. She likes being out there and getting her name out and doing, you know.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, and I got to talk to both of you guys today, and I really enjoyed both of you guys' conversations. It was so much fun getting to, you know, to the pre conversation, And as I said, next week is my anniversary of doing this show and everything. And, you know, I've been doing this for a year, and I'm so excited about each person I've got to meet and everything. So it was fun. I mean, just, like, talking and hearing the stuff that I, you know, we talked. It was so hard. Both of you, I talked Survivor with you guys. And I get amazed, like, when I talked to Helen from The Biggest Loser, we talked Biggest Loser. Or when I talk to these Big Brother people, we talk Big Brother. It's
no idea some of this stuff. You know, would I do Survivor again knowing what I know now? I don't know. It's still iffy. But.
Sorry.
It's just, you know, like the things, like just what you don't see and the producers and the questions, and then they want you to sit on a tree stump full of ants and, you know, answer questions and rats and just all the things that go on behind the scenes. I mean, we're not allowed to say too much, but.
Maddie Whitmore from Gabon was on Ron's show, a week and a half, a couple of weeks ago, and he gave us a lot of that stuff, too. It was fascinating to hear what goes on in the background and when you're voted off and the accommodations and all that stuff.
Oh, so he, like, really let it loose? Because I'm just such a weenie when I read a contract and it says I can't say stuff in this. I mean, I'm like, oh, my God, they'll sue me. And then I read where people just give it up. Like, Alexis had a blog going on while our show was on, and that's, like, a complete no-no. She was saying all kinds of things that go on behind the scene, and I'm like, well, apparently they're not really going to sue you.
So what is – I mean, is the contract – I mean –
How long does it last?
Contract. I mean, like Big Brother, I believe, and Cowboy, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't it a year contract for Big Brother, and then you guys can pretty much do whatever you want?
Well, in our contract, it said you can't say anything till 3 years after the final episode of the entire series.
We signed the same contract because it's for CBS.
Right. So you're, you know, really not supposed to say anything that goes on until, you know, if they ended at Survivor 25, I got to wait 3 more years after that.
Wow.
Before you can, like, say anything.
Oh, so it's the series, not the...
Your show, the entire series.
Right.
Is that Big Brother the same way?
No, I think it's third show after, like, say... I signed a new contract this season, so 12-13. At the end of season 14, I can talk or do whatever I want. But I'm pretty sure I can talk about it. As long as I don't bash Big Brother, they're not going to get on to me.
Right. Hey, Kathy and Kathy and
come on,
Cowboys. Kathy and Tracy's still missing, but I was going to talk to Cowboy and Kathy. We've talked about this, and I think Cowboy's talked about it with me, but I'd like to hear, Kathy, would you think it would be cool to do on CBS where The Amazing Race, Survivor, and Big Brother maybe did like a off-season, competition type show, you know, where you guys...
The Battle of the Network Stars?
I really don't know.
What do they do with that Real World and the Road Rules or something where they get...
Challenges? So you guys would have to do, like, some of their favorite challenges, you know what I mean? And you guys would have to compete in those challenges, you know what I mean?
That would be cool.
I think CBS, if they were smart, they would do that because I just don't think... I think most fans that are Amazing Racers are probably Big Brother and Survivor fans too, and the same thing with all of them. I mean, so that's something I kind of wish.
I would like to see teams from Survivor, Amazing Race do like Family Feud.
And Big Brother, you know what I should do on my show. I should do on an off night. I still have Wednesdays and Fridays open. I should pull a Big Brother, Survivor, Amazing Race kind of like quiz game and bring three contestants from each show and do like a quiz type show.
Like a Family Feud where you just go, you know, top 100 answers, you know, the most popular, you know, because if you about the shows, well, then I know about Survivor, but I don't know about Big Brother.
No, I like that idea, and you know what, I might steal it from you.
I think it would be cool, you know, Survivor versus Big Brother in Family Feud, you know.
Yeah, and then
how
the winner takes
the ring in on the buzzer, though, is going to be kind of tough.
No, we would figure rules out, but I like that idea. What do you think, Cowboy?
Oh, I think it's brilliant.
It is, isn't it?
I don't think we won't do the buzzer thing. What we'll do is have it I will do a flip of a coin or something, you know, like
rotate
it thing, or
just
call
out their name.
What, Deb?
I said they could holler out their name, their own name.
That would be good. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, that's how most people do it. They usually
get privileged to watch Celebrity Big Brother. And I tell you what, their house was freaking humongous. And it was just neat how a different country did a reality show versus, you know, the U.S.
Yeah, Rupert told me they did, like, Survivor. It was either... I think the Philippines. And they won him as a reward. He got to fly over there, and they did a challenge, and they won Rupert for 3 days.
Ooh.
As a reward.
That's funny.
Yeah. He went there. He kind of showed him how to fish. They showed him how to do blah, blah, blah. He was telling me that in L.A. And he also said that he brought it up to the CBS executives for our season when we won Joe and Ed the Palawan. He tried talking him into saying, well, let them win me. So I thought that was kind of funny. Like, we could have won Rupert. Isn't that kind of funny?
Hi.
Did you notice during the challenge with the puzzle, he was just standing there?
Yeah, I saw the picture
about that. Yeah.
But it took me a minute, and then I go, I think I know what he's doing. I think he's looking at those planks and the holes, and then looking at the ladder and trying to figure out which plank would go on.
Yeah, wasn't he?
I think that he was just standing there staring straight ahead. And
the crowd on the other side was doing that too, though.
Yeah.
Who was it? One of the heroes kept telling him, y'all stop, y'all, oh, I think it was James. He said, y'all calm down and let two people work on it, you know, or instead of having three people arguing about the puzzle. You know, just two of you kind of, even though three of were supposed to.
Did you guys notice when the villains dumped their puzzle pieces out, there was one portion that was almost totally completed?
No, I didn't notice that.
Right when they dumped it out of the bag, the first level was totally completed except for a couple of pieces.
Right, and the other side had that too, because towards the end when they took it all apart, they had that big piece too. So.
That wasn't anything.
When you had too many hands in a puzzle, it is hard. We lost that spa day one because with those wheels, because it was me, James, and Eliza trying to put it together. And then when you have too many hands in there grabbing too many pieces, somebody's got a piece in their hand that you either need or you're looking for here, and you're going, I can't find the piece. So I get why you would only want two people working on it and not four.
I've got a question for you, Kathy. It came out in the show tonight that, you know, people don't want to be picked to be the puzzle makers. But how long when Jeff says, okay, I'll give you a moment to strategize, how long is that moment when you're picking?
That moment is probably about 2 to 3 minutes.
Wow.
And on our tribe, our 2 to 3 minutes consists of them, and we had Penner. I was in awe. Penner just took charge. He didn't make anybody feel bad or stupid or weak. I mean, I get so sick of hearing Mikey B, you're weak, you're weak. It's like, no, I'm not. You just don't give us a chance.
Yeah.
And Penner even said, okay, who might be bad at this cat and mouse? And I raised my hand. I said, I'm 5'10". I don't think I'm going to be able to duck underneath those things very easily, being 5'10". You know, you got Parvati and Eliza that are like 5'3". It's like, I think they might be our best people.
Yeah.
And then Natalie sat there going, and she wouldn't say anything. I said, well, Nat, just...
What are you good at?
Well, she had scoliosis. She had a huge scar
from
the top of her neck all the way down to her tailbone. And I said, why don't you raise your hand? And she goes, well, I don't want them to think I'm weak. I'm like, why can't you people just get off that already? Jesus, you know, we're all not good at everything. I mean, that's part of my problem with the honesty. I raised my hand. I said, this one I won't be good at because I'm 5'10". You know? So as far as puzzles go, I mean, when Candace said, you know, we really have to give it to the people who volunteered to do the puzzles, well, I mean, I love the puzzles. I always told them, I'll put me for the puzzles. And Eliza, puzzle queen, you know?
Yeah.
But when you get too many hands in there, I get where you just, they had too many hands grabbing too many pieces that you couldn't really grasp or see all the pieces because somebody always had one in their hand.
Especially
okay, we got 2 minutes left in the show, and then I'm gonna we got you know say goodbye and everything. But actually, it's a minute now. But I do have one more question. And I wish Tracy was here to answer it. Johnny Fairplay, he's been on my show before. Do you think Johnny? What do you think about Johnny Fairplay and him quitting? Like in the beginning, he really didn't. Yeah, he did quit.
Yeah,
but I mean, so can you enlighten us, and if we lose the stream, you guys know that you can come to the end of the show and then you can listen to the rest of the end of the podcast if we don't get disconnected. But I'd like to hear your opinion of Johnny Fairplay before we go.
I've never liked the guy. That's why we all clapped when he came and he was gone. We were all very happy because he was very rude, even at challenges, calling us stupid, and he would just try to get this. He's just, I personally got nothing in common with him and don't respect him or like him. Tracy, on the other hand, has had some things, so she would say good things about him. But, he quit. I mean, it was. I don't care. Just like everybody said, Chet quit, you know, even though you got voted out. It's still, hey, vote me out. I want to leave. Well, that's still a quit.
Yeah.
Right.
And
so,
I don't think he'll ever be asked back. He's burned too many bridges. He has pissed off Jeff Probst. He has, you know,
it wasn't all show. It's his personality.
Yeah, he says.
And I don't think it's all for show. On TV, I think he does carry his character into his real life. Because, of course, I've had a cab ride with him before, which was interesting. And
you poor thing.
No, we heard about the cab ride on one of our shows before.
We even got some detailed descriptions of what happened at Cat Drive, and I will. You guys can re-listen to that show sometime on your own.
Well, here's just a quick little story about him. At the finale in New York, a little 10-year-old girl with her mother came up and wanted him to sign the back of her shirt. She was wearing a shirt, and she was trying to get everybody to sign her shirt. So he's back there, oh, what's your name, and okay, and how do you spell that or whatever. And what he did was he drew a big penis on her shirt and thought it was funny. And, you know, yeah, that's funny if it's not a 10-year-old girl. But, you know, so that's just one of the little stories that makes me go, because I have a daughter, and if somebody would draw a penis on the
me
back
too.
Of my daughter's shirt, I would punch them out.
I'd be kicking his freaking ass.
Yes, so that's another little story of just the little things that, you know, that's he's not on a show, he's not trying to be a character, he's just mm-hmm. signing an autograph, pretending, and then drawing a penis on her shirt.
No, that makes me...
My daughter's 10, and oh my gosh, I would be so upset.
Exactly. So, you know, it's those little things where, you know, you give me a little reminder, just go, hey, and
nice.
Sure.
Well, so are you telling me I'm supposed to be like what I do with Cowboy? I mean, pretty much tell him, hey, I need you. Call me. Call into the show. Okay, that's what I'm hearing.
Well, that's just me being gracious, because you might have a night where you have already 10 people who are calling in, and I, you know.
No, I'm just telling you, I do that when I'm trying to say Cowboys on the line. I'm just, when I meet somebody, I always.
People said, why don't you just call in and join the fun?
Or no, I mean, or Cowboy tonight. I mean, he loves Survivor, so he called in and joined us too. And
I called in on the Biggest Loser too.
Cowboy, you're just a regular. Just admit it. I mean, you're one of my regulars.
But see,
and,
I'm a fan as well.
So, but my phone is blinking low battery on me. So
all right, we're going to wrap this up.
Thanks.
So
Jeff.
We're going to wrap this up. And this is my worst part of this. This is the worst part. That's why I always go over, because I can't wrap up that good. I'm a terrible rapper. And Tracy, if you're out there and you're still listening to us, thank you for coming on the show. I might give her a quick...
Pleasure.
Cowboy, thank you. And Paul, thank you for calling in. Deb, thank you for calling in, too. Remember, this coming Saturday, a Valentine's show, at 9 of these shows, I can maybe find a couple other reality shows that we'd like to do, and we'll do like a four-week... challenge type thing. So that's something that works. So thank
all
you guys.
Right. Count me in for that.
I will. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.